The life of an aging blues or folk musician is not always pretty. Many of these old soulsters have not been able to retire with dignity. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonita Inge reports on an effort to improve the lives and save the music of more than 400 artists, most of them older African Americans.
If you want to find Freeman Vines, you have to head to eastern North Carolina, somewhere between Greenville and Farmville.
I'm Freeman Vines, and that's about it. That's just it.
His only companion these days seems to be an old dog named Mud that doesn't bark much and won't leave his side.
Mud, he got a problem. When he see white folks, he go crazy. See, his mom and dad is fighting dogs.
Vines is 77 years old, but looks a little bit older. His gray and black hair is wild, and so is his bushy beard. And his clothes look like he's worn them more than twice.
I played music here. I played music there. I have done gospel music. I've done some of everything like that, but I never considered myself a retired guitar player.
Vines mostly played shot houses and front porches in the 1960s. He also fixed cars. That's how he made a living. But he loves the guitar.
What happened was, I don't know, I was sitting there looking at it. I was taking a drink too, you know. And I heard this sound. So I started messing with wood, different sounds and sounds and sounds. And I never found the sound no more. And then I found out I could construct a guitar body by doing all that and everything.
Vines' poor health got in the way of him playing the guitar and working at all. He has diabetes, which has affected his eyesight. But on a good day, Vines designs and builds guitars from meaningful pieces that have been used before.
Yeah, Tim, what it caused of that, because I had about gave up. And he got interested in them, and I come just to tend to be making them.
Vines is talking about Tim Duffy, founder and president of the Music Maker Relief Foundation, based in Hillsboro. Duffy is fascinated by Vines' guitars.
The way he talked, you know, it was just brilliant, and he was a great conversationalist. So, and then he started pulling out all these guitars, and then I would find guitars like under piles. There'd be bodies under there, there'd be here. And since we've pulled out over 80 guitars and 135 pieces in the collection.
And most notably, some of Vines' guitars are made from what they call hanging tree wood, wood from a nearby tree where it was said that a black man was lynched many years ago. The mission of the Music Maker Relief Foundation is to preserve the musical traditions of the South by ensuring musicians' voices, quote, will not be silenced by poverty or time.
When I met him, he was very sick. So you have to meet with Music Maker. You have to meet artists, partners, where they want to be met and what they want to do.
And that could include everything from re-releasing songs and going on tour to buying diabetes medicine. Most of the musicians supported by Duffy and Music Maker are African American and over the age of 60. You may have heard of some of them: Beverly Guitar Watkins, Ironing Board Sam, and Freeman Vines' sisters, known as the Glorifying Vines.
God is able
to carry you,
just to carry you.
You're listening to several members of the Vines family performing at the Regulator Bookshop in Durham. A new book called Blue Muse, Timothy Duffy's Southern Photographs, was on display. A photo of Freeman Vines and his unique guitars are included. And even though Vines does not like to wander too far from his North Carolina home, his guitars will be included in a prestigious exhibit in the UK early 2020. Vines says he wants a passport so he can attend. Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.